There's a grassroots movement to get a new state seal and motto for Massachusetts. More than a half dozen Massachusetts communities have endorsed state legislation to form a commission to study the issue. The seal depicts a Native American holding a bow and arrow with a sword brandished over his head. The motto, in Latin, translates as, "By the sword we seek peace, but peace only under liberty." A Hadley couple are hoping to convince their town meeting this spring to join the campaign to replace the state seal. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Michelle and Andrew Morris Friedman.
I gathered signatures for a petition to put an article on the May town meeting warrant, and I succeeded in getting enough signatures to do that. The warrant article is mainly to support resolutions that are already in the House, the State House and the State Senate, to create a commission to change the seal and motto, and ergo the flag.
Why do you want to do this?
The reason we want to do this is to start a discussion about a reevaluation of our historic images, what they say about ourselves today, and what they say about our history.
Why do you think that it's gaining some traction at this moment?
I think that what's happening in Massachusetts is also happening all over the country, where people are reevaluating historic iconography and asking, what does it really mean? Is it accurate about our history, and does it reflect our modern values of inclusion and equality? And is that the symbols that we want to represent our state? My personal problem with the seal is that it's inaccurate and insincere. It doesn't represent a Massachusetts Native American. It doesn't represent the true history of what happened. And it's insincere because it celebrates the triumph of Anglo-colonialism over Native peoples. And there's more to our history than that.
I think partly why this is happening now, there has been a reevaluation of Native symbols used for sports teams, for school mottos. So that discussion has been going on, I'd say, the past 10 or 15 years and has been gaining steam. Also, in Massachusetts, there's been a movement among Native people to revive their culture and explore the history more.
You mentioned sports teams and school mascots and that sort of thing. Those proposals generate a lot of controversy when someone says we need to change this because it's offensive. But I don't sense that there's any sentimental attachment to the state seal. So critics say we should not change it?
I've had a lot of backlash from people saying that we are erasing history by proposing to change the seal, and a lot of people feel very attached to the colonial rebellion against the British. And what I say to that is, we're not trying to erase the history. We're trying to round out the history and have it be more full and more representative of all the peoples who were involved.
We're not changing history, but history does change when new facts are brought to light. And the more you look at the seal and the history of its iconography, the worse it looks.
Neither of you, I gather, is Native American, but have you had discussions with people who are about this issue?
Yes, I have. I have neighbors in town who are Native background and have been working with David Detmold, who's the person who created the website and is one of the main movers and shakers in this effort, and they are working alongside him.
And there are people who support the change, but, as you said, are afraid of the backlash and afraid to speak up.